Carrie, what was the story you did? I think you did it last week about the city utilities won another award or something.
They did. Fort Wayne was once again in the top five. Actually, they finished fourth place in the municipal water category at the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Event.
Oh, good heavens.
And they've been doing this for over 30 years, darling. Oh. So for us to be in this competition, let alone place in the top five, yes. And it's similar. It's really a lot like wine tasting. I mean, I don't know if they spit the water back out, but the judges, you know, they want a certain feeling in their mouth when they drink the water. They want a clean taste, a bright taste, a crisp taste. Top municipal water came out of Montpelier, Ohio, which is not too far away.
Same river, probably.
Yeah,
probably, actually.
And we're number four in the world.
You know, this is, and so you may not have known this, so if you buy bottled water and you're thinking, well, this is much better than Fort Wayne tap water. No! I mean, we've been in the top five for at least a couple of years in this. So I thought what we would do today is do the, kind of like the Pepsi Challenge was back in the 80s, do the City Utilities Water Challenge. So each of you in front of you have two cups, A and B. Okay, I put this together so you don't know the water. Obviously, it looks exactly the same. One of them is from the city utilities system, and the other one is bottled water.
Okay.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just note the cup, A or B, and take a sip, and then just tell me which one you think is better. And let's start with you, Carrie. Do you want to take a sip of each one and see what you think?
Mm-hmm. Hang on here.
Okay, which one did you do first? A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's funny you ask that, Jim, though, because when you set the cups down, did he set yours down backwards? Like, when you set something A and B, usually A is first and B is second, but when Jim set it down, it was B and then
well,
A.
Well, I didn't mean it to, I didn't do it to confuse you, or it wasn't a trick, it's just the way it was. I had to move your smorgasbord down. She's got a spread down there, Carrie.
I have a full breakfast spread happening.
All right, which one,
I'm
Carrie?
I'm trying to make sure it's not because one is colder than the other. Because one is a little colder than the other.
Angie, go ahead and start drinking yours, too. So okay.
I'm going to say A.
You're going to say A?
Yeah.
Okay.
A is nice. It's chilly. Got a clear taste.
But they both taste so similar that it's hard to say.
I'm going B now. Hold on.
Okay. This is... this.
The B is much colder.
Well, what about the taste? I don't know. I know that being cold does influence the way it tastes a little bit.
Well, they taste so similar.
I think B is better.
You think B is better? Okay. And Carrie, you picked A.
Yeah, I still think A is better.
Okay. A, cup A, is City Utilities water. Cup B is bottled water, which, let me see what kind of bottled water
I would have
is.
Some kind of bougie refined water taste.
This is purified. So if it were spring water, it's just basically purified water. That's the bottled water that we have.
Huh.
So,
but A is the one, huh?
Yeah, A is the cup with, and they're very similar.
They're really similar. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a 50-50 test here this morning.
Also, thank you for the water, Jim.
Yeah, I know. You needed it after eating all the food down there that's on the spread.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.